Case number 9608, William C. and Doris R. Betts, southwest of Road 346, 800 feet south of Road 432, a variance from the maximum age requirement for placement of a manufactured home.
Doris Betts, 25260 Bethesda Road, Georgetown.
William Betts, 25260 Georgetown.
Can you say your name again? You couldn't hear.
Say your name and address again.
He doesn't hear well. Say your name louder, honey.
William C. Betts, 25260 Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Good evening.
Good evening, folks. He'd like to place a mobile home that is a 1985.
That's correct.
Where is it located presently?
On Bethesda Road, right next to where we live, on Road 326.
Mobile is there.
Excuse me?
Mobile is there.
No, we'd like to have one moved there from Milford. We deeded it into a separate lot, so it's next to our house, but it's on a separate lot that we own. Need a variance because of the age of the mobile. But it is in good condition. We have pictures if you'd like to see it. They suggested we bring photos. Excuse
me. There was a, back in 2004, there was a hardship.
Yes, that was when my mother was invalid in our yard, yes.
Your mother?
It was farther back than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was on the same parcel?
No, not the same parcel. That was behind our house on the same lot that we're on, but this is a separate lot that the other mobile will be on.
So is that original mobile for your mother, is that still on your property?
Oh, no. When she died, we had sold it. It was just a temporary hardship case.
Okay.
She had to have care.
There a reason that you wouldn't be putting this on your parcel as well?
Can't have two places on one parcel of land, we were told.
But
we wouldn't have room for it anyway. Rather have it on a separate lot.
Being your son is disabled, it would be similar to the hardship.
Well, they were told us the planning zone, it would not be a hardship clause. It's just that we need a variance because of the age of it. He can get around, but with the doctor's prognosis that it could become worse and he is on disability.
Okay.
But we were told, you know, if he should decide later he didn't want to live there, we could rent it or sell it. It's not a hardship case. We were told about planning and zoning.
Okay.
But that's who we do have in mind that would live in it for now.
It is a double wide and not a mobile.
It's a double wide, yes.
This parcel is 3/4 acre.
Roughly that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Are there further questions from members of the board? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? Seeing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 9608 under advisement.
I have a motion to take it under advisement. Do I have a second?
Second.
Been regularly moved and seconded to take 9608 under advisement. All those in favor give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. It's been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made later this evening. You're welcome to stay if you'd like, or you could call the office in the morning.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you.